CES Mobile. How you doing this morning?
How about you?
Well, I'm back in the bed, but I actually got a decent night's sleep.
KN4TFW Mobile.
And Andrew, I'm waiting. I don't know what happened this morning, but I woke up about 30 minutes before the alarm clock and actually laid there and went back to sleep, and now I'm suffering for it.
Yeah, I kept snoozing. I just didn't want to get out of bed, but I might as well get up and go on to work.
When I sent you that meme, did I, Andrew?
Ken, I didn't catch that.
The meme I sent you.
Hello?
Thanks for helping me out on what that was yesterday. I wasn't familiar with that layout about the frequencies.
I highly recommend that website. So VOCAP, V-O-C-A-P, but you can set up your location, where you're wanting to make contact with, put your antenna information, what kind of mode, what kind of power you're going to run, and it will tell you the percentage chance that you can make contact with somebody in that area on whatever frequency and whatever time slot.
Text me the name of that website. That sounds pretty interesting to me, but that D-Expedition is some kind of highly sought after island that they only go to once in a while down in the Antarctic.
I'd like to read up on that one.
They anchored the boat off the edge and had to take a little raft looking thing over to the island, and then the snowpack is, you know, way up there, so they had to hoist everything up there, and they were getting a big storm and everything, but they finally, I saw they were on, but they were on 30 meters last night.
You hear?
And just so you know, if you try to work them, they're working split, and when they were doing FT8, they were doing some kind of mode split for FT8.
They might doing split on FT8, but I guess it's entirely possible. Go ahead, Patrick. Don't let
CBS. I'm here listening. I didn't know it was a split possible on FD8 either, but I don't know a whole lot about it, so.
It's split. They called it something else, but I took it as split because they're not, you know, they're receiving on one frequency and transmitting on the other, and they were having all kinds of issues with people tuning up on it, and then a lot of people causing QRM and just, you know, blocking the frequency, and they're having all kinds of issues. But the website about them said, you know, you make better contact later after they've been there for a while. Let all the people with all the big power get out of the way.
Down there doing that.
3 weeks. The best world DXers are down there.
About that people raise funds to go do stuff like that, just so people can either work certain grids or work an island or somewhere along those lines. You know, it's crazy to think about.
Video came in yesterday. We're going to try it out this morning.
Decided to go with
ATS-25. It's just a little box with a little touch screen on it. I didn't get one that had one of the regular ones. They just were too proud of them.
I guess you can spend quite a bit of money and can't tell a whole lot of difference, in my opinion.
Had one was single sideband on it and a digital display.
Digital display, and it does single sideband on everything. It'll do all the modes.
Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Whiskey.
Damien, KO4HGX.
Good morning, Damien. KN4TFW. You must not be training today.
Everybody? No, I've been back in the truck about a week. And enjoying it. Really am. I I've actually just turned everything off, just enjoying the silence of being by myself. I had my last trainee, he didn't turn out too good, and they ended up putting him somebody else. And I think a lot of it had to do with just, for 4 months, I've been training people, and it's just, every little thing he did just got underneath my skin. It was just time for me to get by myself.
I hear you this morning.
I appreciate it. We're going to finish the day out tomorrow. I'm taking off to Orlando, Florida to Hamcation.
I'll do that one time.
Four times and enjoy it. A friend of mine hollered at me. Said he was thinking about going down there. I finally sealed a deal with him. I told him, I said, well, I'll tell you what, if you go down there, I said, I'd be more than glad to go with you if you want to split everything. Gas, room, everything, you know. He took me up on the offer. It does cost a little bit to get down there, you know, gas and the rooms and all that. So that turned out pretty good for both of us.
People on the road this morning. It's the one that's in Florida, the Hamcation. Don't they have another one down in Florida that's real huge too, or is this the one?
This is the biggest one in Florida, to my knowledge. I mean, they have the most ham fest, I think, than anybody. There's almost, you know, there's a period from 1 month to some, I don't know exactly how far apart, but that there's almost one every daggum week in Florida, every weekend. They have a lot in Florida, but this is the only one I've ever been to. And from what I can gather, as far as the biggest ham fest that's around, you know, on this side of, I guess you'd say, the Mississippi, would be, you got Huntsville, you got Shelby, you got Ohio, and you got this one here. As far as ranking, I'm going to say that Ohio's the biggest. The next downsize would be Orlando. The next one would be Shelby, and I guess Huntsville. I've never been to Huntsville, so I don't know where they rank as far as the biggest. That may actually be bigger than Shelby, but as far as the East Coast, as far as from Mississippi over, I think that's your biggest popular ones.
Planned a trip down there in 1 year. I just talked to wife and I'm wanting to go down there this next year. That'd be pretty fun.
It's 2019, you know, naturally COVID. When I had it in 2020, I had done slacked off because we take spring break. And I used to not take a spring break, week of spring break. So I was going from, I think, 2016 to 2019, I went every year. And we started taking a whole week spring break for the kids. And I do other stuff. Plus, I take 2 weeks for the week of the four for to go to the beach and all that. So by the time I did all that, I get 6 weeks of vacation. But when you do every bit of that, plus, you know, Fridays and Mondays, sometimes taking Fridays and Mondays off, it uses it up pretty quick. So I kind of just said, well, something's got to go, and it's so far and all that, I'll just let Orlando go. And my buddy called me and talking about going down there. I got personal days, too. I said, well, I'll just use 2 personal days and go this year.
Reason to me, KO4CN. Yeah, Patrick, you can jump on in.
Anybody spoke to Richard, see how he's doing? The net last night, and I think he said he's back home, but he's got to go back to the doctor or hospital. I didn't catch all of it. So he is doing better, but they still don't know what's going on.
At home?
I think he's at home.
Glad to hear that.
What's wrong with Richard?
Over to the 285. You able to move over to 285, Damien?
Yes, I'm moving right now. Kilo Victor 4H8, whiskey clear.
EFWQSY.
EFQSY.